Hey, welcome to the Business Owner Spotlight Series. My name is Gabriel, and I'm the senior partner here at Action Coach Vanguard here in Central Iowa. Today, I've got Chris Whalen, the owner of Hyper Energy Bar, as my guest. We're going to be talking about his business journey to business ownership, challenges, best practices, and share a peek into what's really like to build and operate a business. If this is your first time on our channel, be sure to like and subscribe to get notifications when we drop new conversations just like this one. Chris, man, welcome, and thank you so much for being here today. Please give us a brief overview of your background and tell us a little bit about Hyper Energy Bar.
Yeah, thanks, Gabe, for having us on, having me on, I guess. It's just me today. But Hyper Energy Bar, we are a drive-through only, small format. We do energy drinks and coffee. And snacks, but our primary niche is making the best energy drinks, and that's our biggest product line. But we do things a little differently than the other competitors in the market. I mean, we really strive to.
What do you mean by like different? What do you mean by differently? Like, what do you mean?
Well, I think we have a good product, so that obviously is different. But no, To be honest, I mean, we do a little, I come from, full service hospitality. So when I did this, I wanted to have a drive through quick service experience that had full, full service hospitality.
Right on. Yeah, right on.
So I'm really picky with who we hire. And I think the relationship and the people that we hire really set us apart.
Heck yeah. Hiring, man. It's so important, right? It's, talk about at Action Coach, we talk about A, B, C, and D customers or clients. In reality, there's A, B, C, D employees too, right? And picking up on those A's and B's is just solid for good customer service.
It truly is.
Yeah. So set the stage for viewers. Tell us a little bit about the role you currently play in the business.
Yep. So, founded the company. Well, I guess when we really started getting going on it, it was about 4 years ago when things started to go into play, concepting.
Like 2020?
It was before 2020. We kind of started so that when 21 hit, we were off to the races and actually in operation. But the mustard seed was, in the late teens. We operate a lot of other businesses. This is the time, let's go. 2020 kind of set it really in motion as our other businesses were, nearly shut down, in restaurants and hotels.
Sure.
And so it was really, it was going forward anyway. But the 2020 reality just put rocket fuel under us. And so we were off to the races. 21, we were open. So early on, it was, I was very hands-on, something that had been a while, it'd been a little bit of a time that I hadn't been in, in the operations of our businesses.
Sure.
And it was really fun.
That's actually my next question. Keep going.
Yeah. So being in, learning the business, learning, relearning these things that we do every day in dozens of locations, which is, just training people, making the product, talking to customers. And we talk to customers at all of our operations, but this was a whole new setting, a whole new customer base. And we really wanted to tell people, we wanted to tell our story. But that's morphed into more of, setting the stage for the next, 5 to 10 years of this business. Now, I'm not in the stores making drinks. You might see me around once in a while, but it's really planning on, the back end, the backbone of the business, that it's not to ensure that it's can go on for, the amount of time that I see it, decades, that it can sure. thrive. And not just be, kind of a fly by night type deal.
You said that you kind of come from a little bit of business background. You've got other businesses. Share a little bit about that. Like when you started Hyper Energy Bar, this wasn't your first rodeo. What does that look like? Tell some of our viewers, like, where were you before that? What's going on? What else is going on there?
So my family, I grew up in an very entrepreneurial household. Okay. My dad started the Iowa Machine Shed. So I grew up in that, and we have other concepts, you know, Johnny's Italian Steakhouse, Shed, Republic, as far as the local one's concerned. But, we have restaurants and hotels in 9 states. And so we're a hospitality company. We're a people company. So really the business is, we do real estate development too. So, so been involved in our family company, and starting real estate development companies as well. It always came back. It always came back to, people facing businesses. That's what we enjoy. That's what we excel at.
No, that's really cool, man. B2C market is, you got to be really service oriented there, right?
Oh yeah.
And if you guys come from that kind of personality, people mindset, able to be social, understand, compassionate, those things go a long way in those types of businesses. That's outstanding. That's outstanding, brother. So who primarily does your business serve? Like if I were in the audience, how would I know? And I'm specifically Hyper Energy Bar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other things going
on. Hyper's my baby. So yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Focused on.
So how would I know if I was a good fit for Hyper Energy Bar?
Well, if you have a pulse, is a good start. But I joke. But no, honestly,
Bog and Mirror.
Yeah. That you. Everybody's welcome.
Okay.
But I guess our primary customer, just who we're catering towards, I guess, with marketing and concepting.
Yeah.
It does trend younger, but I always joke, that in line, you might have the car full of 16-year-olds. And then, three cars back is their mom in the Yukon or whatever, because they both love it.
That's a really good concept. I like that.
that is literally our, that's our customer base. It's high school, college. But then it's a lot of, it's a lot of moms, and dads, that, that we're used to, so many years of, drinking green logo cups, from the other guy, who found us and, are now, they're Hyper fans.
That's cool. That's cool. So if, you kind of talked a little bit at the beginning about, what makes your business unique. Mm-hmm. I want you to elaborate on that. So like if as opposed to the other guys, right? What, besides that you guys are people oriented, because I'm sure you know that a lot of companies say that, right? A lot of companies claim customer service, it's the best. And mm-hmm. and really that's not unique, unless it's everyone's unique in that way. What really kind of sets you guys apart?
Good question, because it's a buzzword, like culture is become a buzzword. It's easy to say, it's hard to do. Early on, there was a few things that I did, against the advice or, just kind of the standard practice of when you do quick service, right? The guys in the industry that are heavyweights, said, well, you got to have order boards, you got to automate as much stuff as possible. So your traditional drive through, you're going up, you're talking through a speaker. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get there, they're trying to cut as much FaceTime as possible, right? So that essentially, sure.
They're taking the people out of it.
Right. 100%. So,
yep.
The industry would love to go. So where you order through an AI and then a robot arm, hands you your burger, right? That's It's like, if you can have one person back there, maybe just making sure the machines are working. I went against that. And I said, we're not going to have, we might have digital menus, but we're not going to have a speaker system. So you drive through, everything's done at the window. You know, you order, pay, receive at the window. So we have quicker throughputs than, you know, our competition, especially food-based competition.
Okay.
But in that amount of time, you know, say our average throughput is a minute and a half, maybe to 2 minutes compared to our competition. But that 2 minutes primarily is spent face-to-face talking with your energista, which is our word for our staff. So
what did you say again? Energy what?
Energista.
Energy. So play,
energista.
So energista. That's our play on energista. Got it.
So cool. you're primarily talking with them while you're ordering. They might step away to make your drink, but a good portion of that time is having conversation. It's building rapport with that person directly, so that, you know, if you're a regular, we might see your car and we already have your drink made. So that minute and a half is just spent talking, catching up. I noticed that, you know, something that I think is a generational change, where I grew up working in the restaurants full time in high school and even before high school, I learned to talk to people from all different backgrounds. It's something that I think is, unfortunately, you know, been kind of taken away.
Oh yeah, we're losing it. We're losing it for sure.
And so, you know, I see it as also, I hire people that I have great personalities that I like to talk to. But I think the more that you can put that skill to use, and, you know, the better that we have a chance of, you know, not only, you know, mentoring these people, these kids now, but growing. And if they want to grow with us, you know, we're just building that skill set right there.
Chris, elaborate on that, because in 2018, in one of my other companies, I created a slogan called We Build People. And it was, I tried to do it in a construction company, and it was pretty difficult to do that. And I was kind of in a dynamic change at that time. And it moved me into what I do today, which is business coaching. And I get to do We Build People now through my coaching platform with, you know, the number one coaching company in the world that I'm blessed to be a part of. And I get to now build people. Elaborate on, when you said mentor some of these young employees, elaborate on that, because I think that's missing in a lot of companies. And I would really like to see more of that in the forefront. Tell me kind of some of the stuff you might do, or just, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it starts with a focus. I think, you know, like I said earlier, culture is something that takes a lot of work. You know, you can't just apply a coat of culture and expect it to stick.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it really would be nice, wouldn't it? It has to start from, you know, your employee who's been there, you know, all but a day, up to your people. Yeah. There has to be an understanding that, hey, you know what, if you want to stay with us, like, we'll give you the skills, we'll invest in you. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 15 or 16, like, you give us you, and we'll give us. And so that hopefully we build a culture that, whatever your capabilities and your ambition is, we'll match that with the right opportunity.
Heck yeah.
So you know,
go ahead.
Yeah. It has. So, I mean, I like to say, you know what, this, especially with Hyper, and we can go into that a little more on how I see this growing, but, you know, there is a spot, you know, if you want to, you know, if you start at 16, you come in, we'll teach you the skills that we can in that time period of your life. But if you go into marketing and your goal is that you want to be, you know, in a marketing, we'll have those opportunities there. If you're more entrepreneurial and you would like, you love Hyper and, you know, you want to grow with us and you want to pick a place and go open Hyper or open two or three Hypers, like, we'll have that opportunity as well. So there's lots of avenues, and it's just picking, you know, you got to, there's not one shoe fits all.
Solid. And you got as the business owner, your job's a little bit to model that, right? You want to model the culture that you're trying to build. You don't want to be like, do this culture, but then go model some other culture that you're doing. That's gonna, you know,
absolutely
cause chaos, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's you know, I think one thing, and this might be somewhat off topic as far as what we're talking about, but
no, go ahead.
There's a constant battle, you know, with great people with great intentions that, you know, want to model things. You know, you always model winners in winning plays. But there's certain things that, you know, this would be easier if, or if I only had this. And you kind of have to whack that down, because you're like, you know what, we're doing it this way for a reason. You have to believe in it.
Heck yeah. All right, let's divert here. Let's go to something I know some viewers are really going to kind of want to know about, especially from an experienced business owner or an entrepreneur like yourself. Marketing, right? I mean, it's something that's vital to every business. And a lot of business owners are struggling with this. Right now with Hyper Energy Bar, what's the number one marketing strategy that's brought you the most business?
Social media.
Right on. And how are you using it? Like, elaborate on that.
I mean, we, you know, we curate a lot of content. You know, we have an awesome team that I work with really closely. You know, in-house team that is social media. So, you know, they're experts in how to lay things out. A lot of ideas are collaborative, but I make it a point to bring in my entire executive team. And that I hope exists into perpetuity, where every time we, like, all marketing meetings, executive level marketing meetings, everybody's there. And we crowdsource through our staff ideas. And that's so
you're using really everybody. You are using every single resource, every mental resource you've got.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I mean, you know what, I've made things appeal to me, but, like, you know, our marketing team is younger than me, but then our staff is younger than them.
And are you saying you're different than other people?
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Amazingly. Get out of here. Right. So, you know, I have to, you know, one, and, you know, there's one thing I had to realize about myself is that, you know, I used to have somewhat, you know, authoritarian view on things. It's just, you know, this is my way or the highway. Guilty. 100%. I didn't realize, you know, I realized, especially with this brand, that that was not going to work. And so I have really gotten to love, because I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, you know what, the way that this is best going to work is, you know what, my idea might and probably isn't the best idea, you know, half the time, especially when it comes to marketing and certain things like that. When it comes to a younger demographic, social media demographic, I'm definitely not your guy. I know some winning I know winning stuff when I see it.
There you go.
But I'm not, you know, I generating the newest idea for the week.
And the good news is you don't have to be Chris, because you've surrounded yourself with people that are, you know, honestly more talented than you. Right. And that's kind of the thing that we try to encourage business owners. You don't have to be the one creating all of this production or this marketing or this whatever. That's what people are for. Why don't you work on figuring out how to nurture people? Because that's going to get you some great results.
There's not a whole lot of point in the team if not everybody is getting ideas heard. I mean, so yeah, that was a big change, and it works fantastically. I love seeing when, you know, whether it's, you know, and so in our drink making, you know, when we come up with recipes and we have naming sessions and recipe sessions, those are always so fun. And that's, you know, that's a marketing thing when we put it out, but it's awesome to see the, you know, Energista that just joined us, you know, has only been with us maybe a month or so. Their recipe made it to the final cut. And when you call up and you say, hey, Gabe, I know you're 16, you've just been with us, your drink made it, like, that's an awesome moment.
Oh, man, you feel, you said 16 years old, are you kidding me? They're like superstars.
Yeah, so it's really fun. It's really fun for everybody. So that's a marketing thing in itself, is that, you know, our customer is, you know, our biggest core customer is also the kids that work for us. So, you know, they're out there as well, you know, promoting it.
Spreading the word. Yeah.
Not required. It's just because they love the brand too.
That's culture. Mm-hmm. Boom. Absolutely. Yep. It's culture. So let's fast forward, just like you wanted to talk about a minute ago. Where are we going? What's going to happen in 3 to 5 years? What's Hyper Energy Bar look like?
So 3 to 5 years, I see us, you know, I want to be at 100 locations. That's just a goal I've set for myself in this brand. You know, it's not growth for the sake of growth. It's that I think the opportunities are there, and I want to, I believe in you're either growing or you're dying. And so, you know, you have to grow. And people say, you know, why do you need to grow? You know, and I say, because
they can't see it, right? They can't see that they're dying. And that's, yeah, keep going.
So status quo does not exist in business. So I got to have the opportunities there that, you know, I've told my, you know, the winners in my group and my team, if I'm saying that the opportunities are there for them, I have to create the opportunities and make it, you know, make it a reality for them. So I see us, you know, going from 4 locations open right now to 100 locations open in 5 years.
Let's go.
I see this being a you know, a household name, at least regionally, if not, you know, larger than that. But we'll be in a lot more markets. I mean, we're moving into Omaha next year, likely covering some more major Midwestern metros over the next 3 to 4 years. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I see a lot more. I see within that time period, our team moving into, you know, into operating partner status as opposed to, you know, manager status. So that's really when I talked about the mentoring and growing of people, identifying those people who have not only the capability, but the desire to go run their own business and with help, you know, in partnership with us.
Brother, you're taking the compound effect and you're taking it from what we normally look at it as like numbers and math and money, and you're applying it to people. And most people don't do that, right? You start mentoring young, they grow, they exponentially grow because learning begets learning, right? I mean, it just 100%. Automatically keeps going. Give them a reason to grow, inspire them.
Heck, it's the key. I mean, you know, you can have great concept, and you can have all the capital in order to do it. But unless you're in robots or something, I mean, you know, the people have to make it happen.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that robots aren't profitable. Okay. What I am saying,
you know what?
That, I can't. Yeah, right. It's like, I'm a kind of a people person. So I want to see human beings being able to grow, be nurtured and things like that. So I really do appreciate that kind of business. I do appreciate all business. That's why I got into this business.
Amen.
But we covered a lot. Okay. For those who are watching, I highly encourage you guys to save this. Come back a few times for additional watch. Lots of killer nuggets with Chris. And as we begin to wrap up, I got a few rapid fire questions for you, man.
Yeah.
So these will be like quick answers. So top of the head, one sentence or one word, you choose either one. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's go. What's the key to success for you?
Growth.
Love it. Yes. What is the one piece of advice that you'd give for other business owners?
Don't outrun your cash flow.
What's up? Get to the numbers game. See that? He acts like a people person, but he knows numbers too. What's the one book you are reading now or have read most recently?
Reread Good to Great.
Great book. I highly recommend that book to other business owners. If you had to choose only one area of your business you could immediately improve tomorrow, what would it be?
Just training,
like team training.
Yeah. I could elaborate on that. It's a fire session. So,
yeah. All right. And before we get into the final question of the day, how can others learn more about you, Chris, or Hyper Energy Bar? How can they get in contact if they needed to?
Yeah. So we're on all social media platforms at Hyper Energy Bar. We do a newsletter. Obviously, come see what we're doing at the stores, meet our people, hear what I've been talking about, what I believe sets us apart. And hopefully we'll see us in your town here soon.
Heck yeah. Last question. What is the most inspiring to you today?
What is the most inspiring?
What is the most inspiring to you today?
Is this a single answer question? A
single sentence. If you want to elaborate, I'm not going to stop you.
I think, you know, what we've been talking about the whole time, it's, I see a lot of hope in the generation. I'm going a little bit off this one word, one sentence, but, you know, I came into it a little, you know, I think I didn't understand like the younger generation. I hadn't been around them that much up until we opened this. And I've been re-inspired by, you know, another generation. I think that you have to do things a little differently, but I'm pumped for what the next, you know, 10, 15 years is going to look like. And when they start making moves,
man, I'm excited for you. It almost seems like you had a mental shift. You had a very specific perception of what that looked like, and they came in and shifted you.
It did. Yeah. Awesome. I had to shift it because, you know, that's who's we're going to be working. It'd be pretty tough to, you know, keep a hard wall up. But I, you know what, honestly, this has got great, great kids. I mean, that's the whole thing. If you seek out the right people, the ones that, you know, want to learn, it's a pretty good combo. People who want to teach and people who want to learn. It's amazing. Yeah,
I love that. I really do love that. All right, man, as we wrap up, I just want to say thank you to you and Hyper Energy Bar for getting on this interview.
Thanks, Gabe. It's an honor to be on.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So this is an amazing spotlight on your journey, not just as a business, but as an owner as well. And I'm deeply grateful that you allowed me to look under the hood with you. I'm definitely, definitely looking forward to seeing what happens next. And I'm hoping to keep in touch after this, too. This was an awesome, awesome interview.
As do I, man.
Right on. This has been a Business Spotlight with Chris Whalen of Hyper Energy Bar and your host, me, Gabriel Moore with Action Coach. Thank you for watching, guys. We'll see you next time.